Welcome to another episode of the Jungian Typology Podcast. And today we're here with Ink, Realight, Robo, and Jeremy. Today we are going to discuss asking declaring, which is one of the Riemann dichotomies. So to start off, we'll be considering the classical definition or Oshra's original classification of asking and declaring types. As Oshra says, asking types have a tendency to use interrogative intonations. Their statements sound far less categorical than those of declarers. While in contrast, declaring types, when they speak, they're inclined to use affirmative intonations, and because of that, they're often perceived as confident or as categorical. Even their questions are often relayed in an affirmative tone. So in a nutshell, askers have a tendency to dialogue, whereas declarers have a tendency to monologue. The motive of communication for askers is external, while the motive of communication for declarers is internal. And they also find it easier to talk to one person at a time, whereas askers can talk to an audience as a whole very well. And askers often just ask questions to fill in time without serious need to actually find the information asked. Whereas declarers, questions are often either rhetorical or only strictly motivated by serious need for certain information. They also, before starting their talk, ascertain that attention is grabbed, whereas askers can start talking at times expecting someone to get interested and get the ball rolling. So what do you guys think about these hypotheses? Ink, shall we start off with you as a declarer?
Yeah, I tend to agree with most of what she says. I do definitely see log, and it's easier for me to monologue to a person than to, even though I may want to survey the entire group and try to transmit my messages to the entire group, but it's just easier for me to talk all in one train of thought. And also, when people interrupt me, I find it very hard to get back on that train of thought. And it's easier for me to go in one direction. And when I ask questions, I have a tendency to monologue for a period of time and then say right. And people usually confirm that I'm right or not when I didn't really mean, like, am I right? I just say right as a rhetorical kind of right to really confirm that the point that I'm saying something correct. So I do see those two points. Very well.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts about these hypotheses as an asking type?
Well, I generally agree with them as well. The other Socionists don't. Particularly, like, they say that, I'll probably get to it with the other authors, that there really isn't the interrogative or affirmative tone in people's voices much, and there really isn't, well, except for humanitarians, apparently. Like, that's where they have the interrogative tone for asking types, more so than the other asking types. But I don't know, for me, it seems mostly correct from my perspective. I don't really disagree with it too much, but I think it's when you can get thrown off of if you go too much off fossil definitions. Okay, that makes sense.
I think the difference between the asking versus the connecting dichotomy, that's a little bit different, because the asking type kind of doesn't broad. It's just more like the signal is just always on. So receptive, and it kind of goes wherever it needs to go. It's not really paying attention to any strong focus point. Where connecting is more like the receptivity of the whole environment and looking more to see the social actions. And it's like very receptive, and it's also very sensitive. So it's extreme sensitivity towards it. So if like another person was doing another social injustice or taking the task of another person that shouldn't have been doing it, the connecting types are very aware of that thing going on. But the asking type doesn't necessarily become aware of that. It's just more like going into that direction or like generally just leaving that signal on.
Robert, do you want to say something as a declarer?
I suppose one of the problems that comes with asking and declaring is that the scope is a little bit poorly defined in the sense that the definition posed here is that asking and declaring only pertains to conversations, but maybe it affects more of a person than that. Like, for example, what you mentioned about connecting and its relationship with asking.